This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Probably
none.
Huh?
Wow. God gave me a new gift later in life of painting. I've had a couple of shows where I sold.
Yes,
but other
I've
than
seen
that,
your works.
But other than that, I've done nothing. You know, and I'm only bringing this out. This is not about me, folks. This is about you listening. You know, you want to hear a weird story? Now, I'm going to tell this, and I've never said this on the air, and I would only share this with you because I believe in you. I trust you.
Thank you.
And, yeah, well, you've earned it. You are a man. You're a good man. So recently, I was sleeping in bed, and this coin went through the room. Now, I couldn't see it, but in my spirit, I say it was silver, and it hit the wall. And I was laying in bed, and it woke me up into my spirit. And I said, "Wow, that was in. I was between sleep and being alive in the morning." And I said, "That was in the spirit realm." I believe the Lord didn't mean to be necessarily angry with me, but I think He's saying, "You know, I'm an older guy now," and He's saying, "Remember that guy with the talent." Everybody listening, this is for you. You have a gift. Now, you're sitting around, like you said. When I went to Haiti, I had some good times. I did feed some hungry people. I probably could have done a lot more than I did do. You know, it's fun to be a missionary. You know what I'm saying? And that's why you're admonishing people. You're not picking on me, but, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Right.
And so... You know, we got to get out there, and the guy with the talents, the one guy that got the one talent and hid it in his backyard, when the master came and said, "What'd you do?" He said, "Well, I hid it in my backyard." He says, "Thou fool, depart from me for all eternity."
Amen.
So, amen. You know, I don't know. This is kind of a weird thing, but in the spirit realm, that coin went across my room and hit the wall. And I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to, this could be a gift. Somebody, you know, normally we go into a lot of different other things with the show, but I'm really liking this because it's unusual. Let's talk about discipline. Now, you mentioned a book yesterday on discipline. What book was that?
I'm going to write anybody, it down. Daniel Steele, 1814.
Daniel Steele. So this guy's been dead for a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
1814.
Yes. That's when he was like. 1846.
1846. Okay,
1943. I may get my.
It doesn't matter. What's the name of the book?
It's A Disciplined Life.
A Disciplined Life or just Discipline?
No, he's speaking on discipline.
Okay, what's the title? A or just the word Disciplined Life? You're not sure.
Discipline.
Well, we look up Daniel Steele and discipline. We'll find it, right?
Yeah. He's an author of the book, and it's been published for years.
Yeah.
But it was in part of some of my studies and things I took during seminary. And I will say one thing. That was another experience that woke me up as to how I was being led. As I was taking 14 credits, I was working full-time with a business I had. I put other students. I was the oldest one in the room. 39 years old, and these other children were 18, 16 years old, you know. And I said, "Lord, how am I going to interact with all of these brats?" I call them brats. Well, you know what that means when they leave home. These young people are on their own now. They're adults, and you know, et cetera. And I won't go too far into that part of it.
You mean like wine, women, and song, and they're having a party and blah, blah, blah.
Pretty much. And I had fun with them. Don't get me wrong. We had different things, experiences that happened during seminary. And it was a good experience. But one other point that I wanted to make in mission works that I was involved with in Asia Minor was Mongolia.
Mongolia
gets in the wintertime 65 below zero.
Where's Mongolia? I've
between
heard of it.
China and Russia.
Oh, so they have the slanted eyes like the Chinese?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they're the same origin as our Western Indians.
Is that where Genghis Khan was from, Mongolia?
I'm not sure.
Are they a warring people? Or?
Yeah, oh yes, very warring. They are known for wrestling and horseback riding. It's beautiful.
You were there?
Pardon me?
You went to Mongolia?
Yes, I stayed there.
How in the world?
I stayed there 5.5 months with 15 children. I had children from 5 to 9 years old. They taught me more, Rich, than
R-H-E-T-T. It's okay. Rhett.
Yeah. Rhett.
Or just call me Palmer. Like the palm of your hand, Palmer.
Okay. Go ahead. I have relatives.
I don't mind.
Palmer.
Hey, look, if you hear my name and you forget it, you've lost nothing. But if you hear the name of Jesus and you forget his name, you have lost everything.
Amen.
It's okay.
That's
I don't need anybody to know my name except the Lord Jesus. And believe me, he does, because I've heard him call my name.
But out of the mouths of babes.
Yes.
This is where they were disciplined.
What did they teach you? Oh, they were what?
They were children.
Yes.
They knew four different languages fluently.
Oh, my word.
They could speak four different languages fluently.
Wow.
They are very disciplined children. You know, in the mission works that I was working with, the leader told me he'd prefer not for my name to be mentioned, because that work eventually was taken in by a gentleman that was very educated and led him to different authorities in Mongolia as to setting that mission up for these children. And after I had left, it was about 6 months after I had left, communists came in, the regime came in. As a matter of fact, he was a former KGB man that led this other missionary in to do this work. Build up mission. They completely destroyed that mission work. They made the children go back to other orphanages, back to different places.
The spirit of man is Antichrist.
Yes, yes.
Jesus said, the world hates me because I reveal that their deeds are evil.
But
So these children were, oh boy, that must have broke your heart to hear that.
Oh, it did. It did, because I loved them. I love children. They're the jewels of heaven. And they can sometimes teach us elders to.
Yeah, you were going to say that they you learn from them. I find that's when you're around little children, if you observe them, they have not unlearned the things of purity yet, and the words of wisdom can flow through children, you know?
Absolutely.
And, of course, then later on in life, Jesus said, except ye be as a child, not childish, but except ye be as a child, you shall not enter the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
What is a child? Is loving, trusting, giving. They're altruistic. You give a child a cookie, and then it hands it once back, and it'll give it to its friend next to you. Would you like some of this, too, you know? So, anyway, so what did you learn from these children? Do you remember anything specifically?
I learned that there's a difference between the children over there and they are here in the States by far.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by far. Because once they're set into the mind of listening to their authorities or whoever's over in which, you know, I was at that time. I only was there for 5.5 months,
yeah.
You know, to help them out. But the realness of how they were easily kept in mind as to, like, the storytelling. I have four different stories going for different times of the day and whatever we had with these children. I was the pastor there, you know, et cetera, you know, for the group of people that were involved, the cooks, the nannies, and such. But the realness of their attitude and how they took life on the serious note that they had, they're just like any other children, love to have fun, play, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But the realness of who they were and how they prospectively learned as children brought me to the understanding we need to inject some of this into our families' teachings here in the States of parents or teachers or whoever authorities are of schools, to give them more of an insight how to train children. you know, for the better part of their lives and going forward.
If I could go back in time, I would beg my parents at the age of three. If you have a child or a grandchild at the age of three, they are ready. And if you teach them languages, they could learn six languages in the next 2-3 years.
Absolutely.
Totally, fluently.
Absolutely.
And I took a little Spanish lesson when I was a kid. Still remains with me today. You know, Gloria, Señor Jesús, you know, buenos tardes, buenos días, buenas noches, and all that other stuff. But ¿cómo se llama? Me llamo Rhett. You know, that stuff sticks with you. And when you're older, I think it's harder to learn these things.
Yes, and it was for me. Languages was not one of my thing. But today I'm trying to discipline myself and learn the language of Hebrew.
Oh, the Hebrew wonderful. Language, gives you insight.
Yes.
Do you know how to say thank you?
No, I don't.
Todah. Todah. Very simple. And that's part. Do you speak in another language for the Lord? Tongues?
No, okay, I don't. Okay. I
ironically, I was saying that all for many years and with other words, and I realized after I'd learned Hebrew when I went to Israel that I'd all those years been saying Torah, Torah, Torah.
Well, that's good. I
mean, I'd been saying thank you and didn't even know it. It's a lovely little word, isn't it?
Torah. Oh, it is.
Whenever I travel, I try to learn at least thank you, please. You know, in the language, because even if you go merci beaucoup, even though that's all you know in France, merci beaucoup means thank you, you know, or you say, what do the Greeks say? Ευχαριστώ, thank you. Παρακαλώ, you're welcome. Ευχαριστώ, and that's a hard one to remember. Or спасибо when it comes to Russian. It's good to learn, and they appreciate it. You come here and they'll take a second look.
They do.
Even here, like if I say something to a Spanish person, buenas noches, good night, they'll take note. Or if you're here and I run into a Haitian, of course, you and I have the brotherhood of Haiti. And ever since, now I went to Africa, and I remember my, particularly Mama there, who was in Zimbabwe, but I did a concert there, you know. But when I went to Haiti, I don't know what happened, but now when I run into a Haitian, I go, comment se voir, you know, say, Jésus Rémi ou, which means Jesus loves you, or Jésus Rémi moi, Jesus loves me. Their eyes open up, my eyes open up, and they could be at the counter at McDonald's, they could be at Starbucks, they could be the vice president of a corporation, whatever. Suddenly, for me, and I believe for them too, there's a brotherhood.
Amen.
Do you feel that way?
Amen. Yes, I do. Very much so.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m. or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Amy Thompson, inviting pastors and business leaders to Hope Fest Florida on April 5th at 4 p.m. at the Boca Raton High School football field. Hope Fest is a catalyst for revival in our region, and we are expecting a powerful move of God. If you are a pastor or business leader, we welcome you to bring a table to share with the community your impact in our region. Partner registration is required. Go to hopefestflorida.com.